three, four.
WDCE-FM, broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Rufus Reed. This is the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Rufus Reed. One of the top five bass players of all time in the jazz venue. No question about that. He's up in there with Ray Brown and Paul Chambers and maybe two more. But he is at the top of his game and still playing really well. If you get a chance to catch Rufus live, please do it. Everybody wants him in their group, I'm telling you that. Anyway, he is a featured artist tonight, as you might suspect. He's also a dear friend. He and Doris are both great friends of my wife and mine. So, we'll get started right now with Rufus Reed and a concert we were able to attend at the Kennedy Center and with Rufus and his quintet. And this is Rufus playing Sophisticated Lady, Rufus Reed.
Thank you.
and the Kenny Barron Trio. Kenny Barron on piano, of course, and a nice duo, actually, on that particular cut, featuring the wonderful Rufus Reed on bass. I Should Care. It's a really nice recording. And let's see, it's on Verve, and the album is entitled Kenny Barron, Other Places. A really nice recording and a wonderful bass solo, beautiful sound that Rufus Reed gets. Okay, let's see. Up next, here's an unusual recording. This is a Dave Brubeck quartet with Bill Smith on clarinet rather than Paul Desmond on saxophone. And this is an interesting piece Dave wrote entitled Ho Ho. Hey Ho, anybody home? The Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Thank you.
pianist Harold Danko with bassist Rufus Reed, a nice duo from their album entitled Mirth Song. That was a Thelonious Monk piece entitled In Walked Bud. And as you probably know, we're featuring Rufus Reed. He's our featured artist tonight. Okay, we've got a little something different now. This is nice. This is a nice duo. It's Tony Bennett singing with Bill Evans playing piano. And I think you'll like this. And here is We'll Be Together Again.
Tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So, what if we have to part? Together again, your kiss, your smile, our memories, our treasure forever. Try thinking with your We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. Parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Some way we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together. Again.
and a live recording at the Village Vanguard, the J.J. Johnson Quintet, on that particular piece. It was just J.J. on trombone, featuring his bassist, the great Rufus Reed. The album is entitled Quintergy, and that was, of course, a nice song as book tune, Bud's Blues. Okay, up next, here's a brand new release from vocalist Josephine Beavers. Prime Time is the name of the album, with a nice orchestra. Here is Josephine Beavers singing A Sunday Kind of Love.
Kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square, can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marion. A very timely message. Music education is so important in our schools and taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Wonderful music department. Let's see, the last recording we heard was entitled Up in Earl's Room, the Earl Garner Group, his trio, and that was a tune entitled The Girl from Ipanema, the late, great Earl Garner. That was recorded back in 1967, by the way. Okay, we'll finish up this first set. We have one more to go after this, so please don't go away. And our featured artist tonight is Rufus Reed, and this is a duo album he did with another great bass player, Michael Moore. And the album is entitled Double Bass Delights. And this is Rufus Reed and Michael Moore playing Stomping at the Savoy.